the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Yes, back on the air, people. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. Couldn't do a show last week because of illness, but now I'm back, so hopefully we can get a few weeks in without any interruption. And we're here to talk comic books here on the show. Good afternoon and good evening. Maybe good morning if you're listening on download. So the What Are You Reading comic book show, we're going to get into, hopefully get into a lot if we can take your calls here on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. And of course, different ways you can listen to the show is here live at the Rant EM Radio chat room, which you can interact with other listeners. You can listen live on Stitcher and TuneIn, or you can listen on the downloads with Podbeam and iTunes. So, a big weekend, comic book movies, of course. Black Panther opened to number one at the box office with no surprise. The latest Marvel Disney film. But the surprise to some is it's breaking, shattering records. So far for its weekend gross, and this is estimate, so it could change up or down. And because it is a holiday, they're going to add in tomorrow's totals. Black Panther has opened up to $192 million domestic. Now, that is a lot, people. Of course, that shatters the record for Deadpool that came out a couple years ago. And believe it or not, the three-day total surpasses Avengers Age of Ultron. So, as of right now, it is the second highest opening weekend for a Marvel film behind the original Avengers film. It's also brought in more its opening weekend. Let me make sure I'm reading this right. Where are we at? I had it a second ago in front of me. Oh man, see, I hate when I lose. Oh, yeah, it made more than Captain America Civil War, which brought in $179 million this opening weekend. So, I don't know how these numbers will translate long term. But for now, of course, Black Panther is a certifiable hit. Sold out many, many showings this weekend. It's still selling out. Now, when you add in the foreign totals of $169 million, its worldwide total for the first week is $361 million. This, of course, is a film that a lot of people would have said would have never made this kind of money because of its cast. But it's being proven wrong. And it has a high grade on Rotten Tomatoes, so... And all the other box office numbers this week, not really You know, we're into the 2018 season. So unless you want to count something like Jumanji, which is still in the top five at number four, bringing in $7.9 million for its gross domestic total of $377 million, I don't think anybody would have thought that would have made that kind of money when they said they was doing a Jumanji remake. But it is a great movie. And then I'll drop down to number eight for The Maze Runner Death Cure, which added in $2.5 million to its $54 million total. It has a budget of $62 million. Whether it catches that or not, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. But when you add in its foreign total of $205 million, it's up to $259 million, which I'm quite sure the studio thought that the, you know, the foreign total was going to mean a lot for that movie. And that's it, I have to say, as far as box office. And hope you had a chance to I don't have time for this bullshit. Somebody sent me messages on Facebook with this dumb shit. Anyway, so I hope you had a chance to see Black Panther. I've seen it 3 times so far. And not sure how many more times I may go check it out. But oh, look at this. Somebody sent me an article that I have to share. Of people trying to sneak into Black Panther and failing. So I'm going to put that onto my What Are You Reading comic book page and share it with the world. And say on a page. Yes, if you want to keep up with the things I post on Facebook, you can join my page, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, on Facebook. And you can follow me on Twitter at Silver Surfer 4, F-O-R, and you can follow me on Twitter also. Now, let's get to some Black Panther talk. Might as well, since it is a huge, huge film. And let me bring up some information. Yes, I should have been more prepared, but you know me. I have to do things off the cuff once in a while. And, Cobra Kai. Now, the movie is 2 hours and 15 minutes long, and I was watching something, and they were saying how it was originally going to be 2.5, and they, you know, cut some things out. And it's probably for the best. And maybe they can still put it on the DVD, make it 2.5 hours. Sometimes, you know, making that long film, if you don't end the film at the right moment, then you can lose the audience on how they think about a film or not. And as I mentioned in my review, which is also available on the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, you know, this is about the fictional country of Wakanda and its monarch, king, and protector, T'Challa, the Black Panther, played by Chadwick Boseman. And, you know, the film gets into a lot of political, you know, what's the best way to say it? This story is pretty political as far as the politics of Wakanda and how it is to the rest of the world. And, you know, whether they should stay as isolationists or whether they should try to use their enlightened sense to help the rest of the world. Because when it comes to that is, you know, when people find out that they have a resource that the rest of the world don't have, well, then people get greedy and want to try to come in and steal. And they may do this in the second film where it's about because they've done this in the comics, where you know, a bunch of countries got together with a plot to invade Wakanda and take control of the vibranium mines. And of course, you know, the Black Panther had to put a stop to it. And they could go that route in the second film, because it's also possible that this second Black Panther film might be that might be the best route, because as you can see in the trailers for Infinity War, there's going to be a major battle there with Thanos and his minions. And that battle could leave Wakanda in a very vulnerable state for some greedy corporations to say, hey, this is the time to exploit them. And we'll see how that turns out. No calls yet, so I'm going to get into some news. Yeah, Stanley, I guess my friend Stanley Kubrick says Black Panther is the coolest cat in town. Yeah, they're real funny. Yeah. Real funny. Now, where are we? We had some trailers dropped in the last couple weeks. One was for Deadpool, where you got to finally see Cable. And you got a Jessica Jones season 2 trailer for Netflix, which is about to come out in a couple weeks. You got a Venom trailer that dropped that didn't show Venom. I don't know what Sony's thinking. Like, Venom just somebody that everybody knows, and that's not the case. And they could, you know, they might blow it. I hope not. I never wish for a comic book movie to flop or fail unless I know they're, even if I know they're doing a plot that I know is not what they should be doing on film, I'm not wishing for them to fail. So there's a Harley Quinn animated series, and the cast includes Poison Ivy, King Shark, and more. So the Joker, Poison Ivy, Clayface, King Shark, and more will join Harley Quinn on her own animated series on the DC Yet Untitled streaming service. That hashtag show has gotten hold of the characters breakdown for the following Harley Quinn anime series, and the fan favorite characters will have plenty of company join her in this adult oriented series. Unsurpassingly, both Joker and Poison Ivy will appear in the series, with Deadline having already confirmed Poison Ivy back in November. However, the additions of characters such as Cyborgman, Dr. Psycho, Malice, Wunderbar, King Shark, and Clayface are a bit more surprising. So, I don't know when the streaming service is supposed to open, and it's going to be interesting to see who buys it up front and how much it's going to cost, because you know, one of the things about streaming services in the beginning is, you know, if you get like the one or two services, it's, you know, a lot cheaper than the cable. But now it's getting to a point where everybody wants to have their own streaming service. So if you're paying $8 to $10 per service to see everything you want to see, now you're probably paying as much or maybe even more than cable. So it's going to be interesting to see who wants to both the DC and Marvel streaming service. And I don't know how many Lobo fans are out there who wants to see Lobo in a movie, but DC is eyeing Michael Bay to direct Lobo. It says DC's main man has a five. No, that's what I'm saying. Making mistakes like Trump. Live action movie in the planning development stages since the 90s, but now it seems the project is moving forward. Big name director possibly attached. The Wrap reports that the Transformers franchise director Michael Bay is eyeing a DC film and Warner Brothers to direct Lobo movie. It's reported that the DCWB sees Lobo as a potential Deadpool-style adult superhero blockbuster and think Bay would be the man to oversee it. Let's see. Right now, it's reported that Bay has met with the studios and gave some notes for a rewrite of the script by Wonder Woman writer Jason Fuchs. The rewrites will apparently determine if Bay will take the job or not. Lobo falls into a much of the same territory as Deadpool. It's a story of a very anti-hero with a type of hero who curses, kills, and inebriates his way through some of his quests. While Lobo doesn't break the first wall per se, he's full of violence and one-liners, and that will keep the dialogue snappy. Hey, that sounds like a mistake to me. I'm sorry. If you're bringing in Michael Bay because you think you're going to make Lobo into Deadpool, then you're messing up, because you shouldn't be trying to make anything into Deadpool. Deadpool is Deadpool. Let Deadpool be Deadpool. Don't try to make your own version of Deadpool. You know, Lobo was cool in the 90s. I don't think anybody give a damn about Lobo today. They don't. It's not like Lobo was out there selling. I'm not that big of a Deadpool fan, per se. But I see Deadpool, he's in 4 or 5 books. He sells. He has a large fan base. Yeah, it was surprising when Deadpool made the money that it did, but at least you had people telling other people, yeah, man, Deadpool's going to be great. Go see it. Nobody's going to do that for Lobo. Nobody. Some people will go out and see it, of course. But, and then with Michael Bay behind it, well, we've seen the shitty movies he put out with Transformers, so it's just going to be a big old explosion fest with a lot of cursing. And I don't think it's going to work. But who am I? Just I'm always right all the time. Let's see what's next. I thought I was going to get some calls from people who said they've seen Black Panther. Now, last few weeks we had a death in Reg E. Kathy, but one of the things that happened before he died, he did finish his work on Luke Cage prior to his death. So for fans of Reg E. Kathy, who you can see in movies like the latest Fantastic Four and so on, you'll get to see him in Luke Cage Season 2. So, no need to fret over that. Now, they've been talking about doing a Greatest American Hero reboot for a long time, and this time with a woman. And they've cast a woman to play the lead role, Hannah Simone. And says here, after being given the pilot order from ABC, Greatest American Hero reboot has officially cast his new female lead, and the new girl actress is Hannah Simone. Casting will see the series, which previously centered on a white hero played by William Catt, not only the gender swapping of roles, but also putting an Indian American actress in the forefront at a time where many are calling for more diversity in Hollywood. You damn right. Simone, who coming off Fox New Girl, will play the role of Mira, a 30-year-old woman who loves to kill her at karate and has spent her life searching and failing to find a meaning. With New Girl near its ending at the 7th season, Simone, it was said to be highly sought after actress prior to landing the Greatest American Hero reboot. So, I hope it really works out for this show, you know. had a, you know, it's one of those cult shows that a lot of people have, think back fondly of it when they watched it in reruns and so forth. So let's see what they do. If it's a Disney ABC Disney show, why don't they just make it part of the Marvel Universe? Get it over with. Anyway, what's next? Oh, a couple more trailers came out. English trailer for Batman Ninja, which would be the next film in the DC movie universe. The last one just came out a few weeks ago, which was Batman Gotham by Gaslight, which I thoroughly enjoyed. You know, it's a Victorian age Batman trying to find out who Jack the Ripper is as he's going around killing both familiar and unfamiliar people on the streets, like you know, Pamela Ivy and things like that. And of course, the Incredible 2 trailer dropped, official Incredible 2 trailer. Now the first one was just a teaser, didn't show nothing, but now with the latest one, it seems like you know, even though the Incredibles did say that they're the last movie, they still don't want people with powers to come out. And somebody gets a idea that we can bring back superheroes, but with the right superhero leading the way. But not Mr. Incredible, but Elastigirl. And so while Elastigirl's going out there fighting crime, Mr. Incredible has to stay home and take care of the family. Take care of Dash. Help him with his homework. And the ever lovable and dangerous Jack-Jack and his evolving powers that could probably destroy a city or whatever if left by himself. So, let's see. I don't have much news to report on. Final story, it looks like. Unless I find something while I'm on the air. Marvel is finally going to issue the last couple. They're finally going to put out the last couple issues of S.H.I.E.L.D. by Jonathan Hickman and Dustin Weaver. Now, we're not talking about regular S.H.I.E.L.D. with, you know, Nick Fury or Black Nick Fury or TV show S.H.I.E.L.D. with Agent Coulson and so forth. This was a S.H.I.E.L.D. series years ago. It was written by Hickman. It was talking about the secret history of S.H.I.E.L.D., where there's always been an organization dedicated to protecting man, where they've like stopped, excuse me, they've done things like stop Galactus from destroying the Earth centuries ago. The first time he came to Earth, they found a way to prevent him from destroying the Earth and taking on ancient Hydra organizations and so forth. And there was like two more issues that needed to come out. They never came out, but finally, after years and years, they are finally releasing the last couple issues of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And it was in 2010 when Marvel introduced Hickman and Dustin Weaver's S.H.I.E.L.D., but the series never crossed the finish line. The two issues remaining, Comic Book Now can exclusively announce that this May, S.H.I.E.L.D. 5 and 6 will be, as well as a brand new one-shot called The Resurrection, which is collecting the first four issues of the comic, will hit shops everywhere. Well, it's true. This doesn't have to be anything to do with, no, I don't know why I'm reading that. So, yeah, I thought it was an interesting storyline. I was reading it, but, of course, it never got finished. And I used to walk into comic shops and wonder when the next issue was coming out. And then after a while, I just figured it was never coming out. Because when you wait months on end and then a year go by, you know, nothing's happening. And this happens sometimes between with comics where it may take a long time for a series to finish for whatever reason. You know, some of the creators are just busy with other projects and they never get around to filling out that order. And sometimes it's just they're not getting the sales they was wishing for at the time. And apparently, you know, the two issues were done. It was just a question of when Marvel putting it out. So finally they're going to put it out. And what's going on Skype? Anything? Anyone? Anybody? Well, I guess nobody saw Black Panther but me, because no one's called in to discuss it. So, oh man, I don't know how to. You know what? I don't like this new Skype, because I don't know. It looks different. I can't figure things out. Let's see if I can get somebody on the line. Maybe we want to discuss it. If not, then I'll just say goodbye. See. Look at it. I can't even. No, I guess nobody wants to talk to me. Oh well. Since nobody else saw Black Panther but me, this is what I'm going to tell you about, and then I'm going to call the night. Let me tell you about the other shows here on Rant Yam Radio. And tomorrow night at 11:15, you get the new episode of Sports Report. And then Tuesday night, doubleheader, you get the Shiny Wizards Live at 7, then the Rant Live at 9. Thursday, Rant and Wrestling. Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. live. And then last week, if you missed it, you can probably listen to the archives, The Midnight Jury. They're on once a month on Saturdays, like every second Saturday. And I'll be back next week for another episode of the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show at 5. And I do believe there is pay-per-view for the WWE next week, too. Don't hold me to that, because I don't know who's doing it. But if you want to call in anytime and discuss something, I'm here on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. And I'm usually here at 5 o'clock, as I just mentioned. And when you call in, it makes the show better listen, where I don't read news, but I make conversation with you about what you want to talk about as far as comic books. So let me check the chat room before I go, see what Stanley's saying. Let's see. Stanley would say he was hearing interruptions. Did I go off the air or something? Yeah, why am I off the air? Okay, I hope I'm back on the air for this last few minutes. So with that, I will say good night to everyone. Stanley, if you can listen to the rest of the show, I don't know how much you may have missed. You can hear on the download. So with that, I say I'm out. Peace.